It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Greene, sitting in for Steve Inskeep.
And welcome, David. I'm Renee Montaigne. The unrest in Iran took a new twist this weekend when several relatives of a former president, Hashemi Rafsanjani, were arrested, including his daughter. The daughter, Faizeh Hashemi Rafsanjani, is a political prominent figure in her own right. And while she and other family members were quickly released, the arrests are seen as a sign of open conflict between the clerics who founded the Islamic Republic back in 1979. Jackie Lydon met Faizeh Hashemi in 1998 while on assignment for Vanity Fair at a time when Hashemi was making news as a supporter of Iran's then-moderate government. Jackie joins us now for more on Faizeh Hashemi Rafsanjani and how her arrest fits into the larger picture of the protests. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
Now, why would the authorities detain the daughter of a former president who's also a powerful Ayatollah and one of the founders of the Islamic Republic?
Because in many ways, she is his street presence. She can go to these rallies where he cannot. You mentioned that she's politically active in her own right. She's a former member of parliament and campaigned for other moderates. She certainly campaigned for Mousavi. And let's remind people that her father is a former president and founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran. Ali Akbar Hashemi Rafsanjani was president twice from 1989 to 1997, very close to the Ayatollah Khomeini. But seeing as a pragmatist, a centrist, certainly no liberal, but importantly an opponent of President Ahmadinejad and the clerics behind him, and someone who wants a better relationship with the West, Rafsanjani's powerful. He's president of two Islamic bodies. And so by arresting his daughter, the message is if they can humiliate and arrest the former president, president's daughter, they can do this to anyone.
Well, let's get back to her then. Tell us about this woman that you met a little over 10 years ago. Not maybe what would be expected in an Iranian woman, although we're seeing different versions of that now in these protests.
Well, it's become commonplace to talk about the blue jeans underneath the chador, but she was one of the first. I met her. I had a two-week assignment for Vanity Fair. I spent every day and many nights with her. She is provocative, outspoken, fiery. She drove me through the streets of Tehran at night alone behind the wheel of her Peugeot to talk about changes that she wanted to see for women and in the Iranian culture. A woman I know said she's the real gene, the real child of Rafsanjani. And she said, it's not like I call my father every morning to see if he approves of me or not, but I don't need to. We talk politics endlessly.
What did she say to you about her father, who, again, you might think he wouldn't approve of who she was or what she was doing?
Well, that's what was so interesting about it. This isn't a college-educated woman. This is somebody who learned at her father's knee. Rafsanjani was in prison for 5 years under the Shah. Faizeh was a teenager at that time. She said that, of course, she comes around to his views. But again, she can be the mouthpiece for him. She said that in the end, I will follow his views. He's a skilled statesman, not just my father. And I said, Faizeh, are you a rebel? And she said, I like to do things that people say I cannot do. Yes.
And Jackie, Faizeh Hashemi Rafsanjani, she was released, detained just briefly, but Iranian journalists were also rounded up. Some of them are still being held.
Well, one of the most prominent of these people, allegedly about 20 people were taken over the weekend, 20 journalists, is Mazyar Bahari. He was taken on Sunday morning from his mother's home. He's a Newsweek correspondent and filmmaker and an important documentary filmmaker and Canadian citizen. And his arrest has been condemned, and we're watching it closely.
Jackie, thank you.
Renee, thank you.
Jackie Lydon.